A History of Latin America by George Pendle. Preface. This is an essay in the history of Latin America. It is not a collection of the separate histories of the 20 republics. I have given special attention to events and characteristics which will help the reader to understand what is happening in Latin America today. The author of such a book must, of course, be indebted to many others who have studied Latin America. My chief debt is to the works of R. A. Humphreys and John Lynch, Preston E. James and Pedro Enriquez Ureña. On the long journey from the days of the Aztecs and Incas to those of Fidel Castro, I have found many helpful signposts in Hubert Herring's History of Latin America, which is the best of the mammoth histories published in the United States. Other acknowledgments appear in the footnotes. I thank Dieter Pevsner and Miss M. B. James for their valuable advice and their patience. G. P. Chapter 1. Introduction. The Geographical Setting. Latin America, the geographical area, extends from the southern border of the United States of America to Cape Horn, and embraces the wide arc of the Caribbean islands. In general usage, however, Latin America means the 20 independent republics which arose in the territories in this area that once belonged to the Spanish and Portuguese empires and the old French colony of Haiti. The population of the 20 republics is about 315 million. Mountains dominate the physical map. Even on the Atlantic side of South America, there are no extensive coastal plains.